What exactly are you looking to do with those transitional apartments?
Yeah, we have transitional apartments right now in Des Moines County that we want to convert into a crisis stabilization service. And basically, we would have two staff working in the apartments, and they would be helping people who are in crisis, people who have mental health needs. And traditionally, what's happened is a person goes to the emergency room when they're having a crisis, a mental health crisis, and a lot of times our beds are full, so we end up sending people all over the state looking for an open hospital bed. Well, this will be another alternative for crisis services, where people could voluntarily go into this program and receive some services. It's a community-based program, and deal with their crisis, have some staff help them, and then go back into the community. So it's a new service that we're just starting out. Henry County is partnering with us to get the startup costs for the program, and we're really excited.
This is
Hope Haven's helping us with this too.
A very short-term contract at first. What does this short-term contract do? What did today's contract line up?
Okay, this is just through the end of the fiscal year, through June 30th, and it's just to get us started. It's to say, okay, we're going to have a crisis stabilization unit. It's telling Hope Haven, okay, we've got a contract with you, Hope Haven. You can hire staff, train staff. We can get the facility prepared for crisis stabilization, and we're hoping to start the service in middle of June or July sometime.
And then, so this is kind of giving them that opportunity to get ready. And then in the future, you're not seeing it as much between Des Moines County and Hope Haven as region.
I believe
it's Link, or Iowa Link?
SEAL, yeah.
Yeah, SEAL.
Southeast Iowa Link, right.
I was thinking, I'm trying to
think
of the acronym.
Right.
This would be more of maybe something between Hope Haven and SEAL in the future.
That's right. After July 1, all of our contracting will be with the new region, Southeast Iowa Link. And so all eight counties in our region could access this service. There's also going to be a similar service in Jefferson County. And so if there's not an open bed in our program, then they could check in Jefferson County, too, to see if there's an open bed.
In terms of who would be utilizing this, I mean, what's an example of a temporary crisis situation?
Well, a lot of times a person may get medically stabilized in the hospital, and maybe their meds were off or something, and they get that solved. But they're not quite through the crisis yet, and so they would end up coming to our crisis stabilization unit for a few days to maybe weeks to get, you know, their life in order. There's people that could help them with things like looking for a job, or for if they have a problem at home, trying to work through that problem at home with them, so that when they get back home, they'll have a better chance of dealing with the things that were causing stress in their life.
Could this in any way tie in with the jail diversion, or these kind of two, because the jail diversion is focusing more on those inside.
Yeah.
Is there any link possible between these?
Sure. I think a lot of people end up going to the jail because they have some symptoms of their mental health that are presenting themselves, and so they end up in a jail setting. And I think a lot of people could be in better shape if they were to go to a place like this crisis stabilization unit. And we also link up with the hospital so that they can get an outpatient appointment with a psychiatrist or with a therapist, things that they need to help them get life in balance. And so, yeah, our hope is to divert people from jail who are appropriate for this. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card, but it is a chance to deal with the mental health issues that are presenting themselves. So whether it's diverting people from hospitals or from jail, I think it'll be a good service, an additional service to have.